pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are back, O Lord, again to your presence. Doctrine, in rebuke, in correction, in instruction unto righteousness. Father, help us, O Lord. Give us an open heart, an enlarged heart,
Amen.
That can take your word without any argument.
Amen.
Help us, our Father.
Amen.
May we find grace in your sight to always cast down reasons. Give us help from above. Lord Jesus, thank you for the time to rest and the food you gave unto your people, for the physical well-being, O Lord our God. Thank you for chatting. Thank you very much for people that find time to pray and to meditate upon your word. Thank you for the song service. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the special numbers that were rendered. It has prepared us, O Lord our God, for what you have for us. Just this 1 hour, we look up to you, Lord. Help us, our Father. Lord, let this congregation look away from man and look away unto Jesus, in whose name and in whose presence we have gathered. No man ever come to your presence and remain the same. You either go out better or go out worse. We are your children. We don't want to leave this place worse, but we want to be better citizens of the kingdom. Give us an obedient heart.
Amen.
Give us a change of heart.
Amen.
Take away unbelief from us.
Amen.
Leave us from every unrighteousness.
Amen.
Have your way, Lord.
Amen.
Help me. Help my brother, the interpreter.
Amen.
May your grace come down, Lord.
Amen.
Take over the atmosphere.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Your people that went to Bakatari, on their way back, bring them back home safely.
Amen.
Bless the saints across the nation.
Amen.
Where they go to have their evening service. Minister unto us, Lord.
Amen.
May one word be dropped.
Amen.
To minister grace, salvation,
Amen.
Healing,
Amen.
Baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father.
Amen.
In Jesus' holy name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And you are.
Praise the Lord.
And you are.
While we are here standing, please.
But that you are Lord, you know.
Let's turn to our scriptures. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him, whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí a ti kọ́ pé, mo ti fi ọ̀sẹ̀ bàbá orílẹ̀-èdè púpọ̀ níwájú ẹni tí òun gbàgbọ́. Ọlọ́run ti kára rẹ̀ tí ó sọ òkú di ààyè, tí ó sì pé ohun wọn ni tí kò sí bí ẹni pé wọ́n ti wà.
The Lord bless his word to our heart.
Je ki Olorun ko bukun won
wo
ki
koro
re
ni okan
wa. E je ka joko Olorun jo bukun fun yin.
Welcome ourselves to church again this afternoon.
Akira wa kabo si inu ijo le kan si ni irole yi.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Oruko Jesu do wa.
This short time before us. Something is laid in my heart. Because of what I noticed 2 Sundays ago.
Nítorí ohun tí mo ṣàkíyèsí rẹ̀ níbi ọjọ́ Àìkú méjì sẹ́yìn.
Please, I want us to Listen attentively.
Ejo mo fe ka feti sile dada, ka gbo dada.
I pray that God will help us.
Mo gbagbo pe Olorun yo ran wa, mo gbadura pe
Olorun ran wa lowo.
Awa a je alabojuto fun enikokan.
Where? If I didn't see it,
ti mi o ba ri,
I would have had my peace.
Mi o ba ti dake je.
And while I was praying toward you for the same that I wanted to say,
nigba ti mo si gbadura nipa ohun ti mo fe so yi,
just during the week,
ni arin ose ti o koja,
I found something in the ministers forum.
Mo si wa ri nkankan ninu akojopo awon iranse Olorun.
When I read it,
nigba ti mo si ka,
I was very happy.
Inu mi dun.
Say, let God have his way.
Mo ni je ki Olorun ko ni ona re o.
Brothers and sisters,
arakunrin arabinrin,
I may not be able to convince you.
Mo le mo le yi olokan pada.
I may not be able to persuade you.
Mo le mo le gbo niyanju.
But let the word of God convince you.
Sugbon je ki oro Olorun ko fo ni
iyanju. Let the word of God persuade you.
Je ki oro Olorun ko fo ni iyanju.
So listen in the name of Jesus Christ.
E peji sile ni oruko Jesu Kristi.
Praise the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
I have said this before we read the scriptures.
And
I don't want us to stand again. That's why I read the scripture before.
But I
pray that these few things I want to say from here will minister to individual. You may look down on me. That is whether you're daily speaking. That's why I say, I may not be able to convince you.
But
let the word of God convince you. I'm not speaking that. This I want to read. I'm not going to read it because of prejudice. Listen. A habit of being late to church.
Iwa kama pe ile ijo, iwa pipe de ile ijo.
It is more than just missing a seat.
O da bi gba pe eyan padanu.
No. It is more than just missing a seat.
O ju be, o ju pe ka pa bi tan joko si ko sofo o ju be lo.
There are plenty of seats.
O ri bi ta le joko si o po.
Listen.
E feji sile.
You could be missing a moment with God.
O le ma padanu akoko kan ti o se yebiye niwaju Olorun.
Yes, what happens when you make lateness a habit?
Ohun ti o sele ni eleyi nigba ti o ba ti je ki iwa pipe de ile ijo to ti wa di baraku fun o.
Number one.
Ohun akoko.
You miss preparing your heart.
O padanu pipesi okan re sile.
That is,
you
are breaking the church order.
You
know what the word of God says about it.
If
the church's seat is opening at 8:30, let the people come in 8 o'clock, 30 minutes before the time.
Atipodo debi ni ago mejo opan seju ki akisin to bere.
Now the worship and opening prayer help quiet your soul and focus your spirit.
Isin ati adura jeje o ma npesi okan re.
Number two,
ohun keji,
you disrespect God's time.
O tun wa se ainipowo si akoko Olorun.
We are early for school or work.
A mura fun ise tabi ile iwe.
We are early.
Okay, and it's a day late. If you say wa tabi ile iwe wa,
why not for God?
Kilo wa je to je pe a ma se be na keke fun Olorun.
Are you there?
Ije wa nbe bi.
Ni down sin.
Ni down o.
Number three.
Ohun keta.
You distract others.
O tun wa mo ti awon miran o ni je kun wo le koju mo in tan ba wa sinu ijo.
Walking in late pulls attention away from what God is doing.
Ki mi ma pe de le ijo ko kan ma rin wonu ijo lasiko ti o ti pe de o kan ma mu ki ohun ti Olorun se ki awon eyan kan gboju kuro nbe.
Number four.
Ikerin.
You miss important moments.
Akoko ti o seye biye o tun padanu re.
Announcements.
E filo.
Testimonies.
Awon eri.
Or even the word for you. For you may be in the first. For you. Maybe in the first minutes.
Tabi iwo gan. O le je pe ni iseju akoko ni oro Olorun wa fun o.
Announcements.
Yeah, kilo.
Testimonies.
Awon eri.
Or even the word for you may be in the first minutes.
Oro Olorun to Olorun ti pese fun o le je pe iseju akoko to ye ko wa nbe to si nbe Olorun ti so jade.
Think of what happened this morning in Sunday school.
E je ka ronu to sele ni ari owuro yi ni eko ojo sinmi.
Kids and others around you learn that God is not your first priority.
Awon mode ati awon to tun wa ni ayika re won wa nko lati odo re wi pe Olorun ko ni wo fi si akoko.
Number 6.
Ikefa.
You may miss your blessing.
O tun le padanu awon ibukun re.
God may have prepared something specific and you came in halfway through it.
Olorun le ti pese nkan kan fun wo to je pe iwo Olorun pese re fun o si padanu re o si nbe lasiko to ye ko wa nbe.
7.
Ikeje.
You develop a careless attitude in worship.
O tun wa ni o aiwa aibikita si isin o tun wa o tun ti wa di baraku fun o.
Regular lateness may slowly harden your heart towards spiritual blessings.
Iwa baraku
spiritual things.
Iwa baraku ko ma pe te le ijo o tun wa tun le mu ko mo ni ai ko tun ko ni ko je alaikasi ti ohun to nse ti emi.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Foko wa ijobo Olorun daju na.
Matthew 6 verse 33.
Matthew ori kefa ese keta le logbon le leyi.
This is not intended to shame those who are late due to valid reasons.
Eyi ko se wi pe lati ba awon to je wi pe won pete
lati mu itijuba
awon ti o pete ile ijo fun
valid reasons.
Idi to se pataki to
sickness
boya isan
family emergency
boya ohun ojiji kan
transportation
boya
issues.
I tete roko de ile ijo.
God sees the heart.
Olorun ri okan onikaluku.
But if lateness is a choice or habit,
ṣugbọn ti gbe de ile ijo to ba wa je iwa baraku tabi iyan ti e,
it is time to realign your priorities.
O wa do akoko fun wo ko moju to ohun to fi se koko to se pataki fun oju ko tun yewo.
Be early.
Orun.
Be early.
Papa ti kete desi.
Be ready.
Okay, kete ma de ko wa ni ibaradi.
Be reverent.
Ko si ni ibowo. Tete de wa ni ibaradi ko si wa ni ibowo.
Not your leftovers.
Ko nse.
Not your leftovers.
Ko nse o awon kan ti o ku.
God bless you.
Olorun jo buku fun yin o.
Praise the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
2 weeks ago, when I was to go to Bakatari, I waited a little because Nepal didn't bring light. I wanted to charge my gadgets and things that I before I go, so I wouldn't have problem.
Mo wa duro die o nitori pe awon onise na wo mo na wa.
So the Sunday school
wa gbianju lati charge awon kan ti mo fe lo ni bi tanta nlo. So ni akoko
Sunday school was going on.
Eko to simi tin lo.
I was in the room there.
Mo wa ninu yewu.
So I look at the time when it was exactly 9 o'clock.
Nipa to wa di bi ago mesan.
I walked out.
Mo wa rin jade.
I called the brother that was to take me.
Mo wa pe arakunrin to fe
pe mi. When I stood outside there,
nipa ti mo duro nita,
I saw some children coming.
Mo ri awon makan ti won se npo
to the adolescent Sunday school.
Ibi eko ojo simi awon odo.
The thing pain me.
Ohun yi o dun mi gan.
What will this children learn?
Kini awon mo to fe common nigba ti eko ti n lo.
Within the remaining 5 minutes.
Pelu seju marun seju perete to ku.
Last Sunday.
Ni ojo Aiku to tun lo.
The same thing as we sat down here. Last Sunday same thing.
Bo se ri be na lo se ri ni Sunday.
Both
ojo Aiku to lo.
Children.
Ati iya ati awon omode.
They the worst day this morning.
Ohun ti o wa tun wa buruju ni owuro yi. To se ni laanu o.
May God help us.
I wouldn't
say more than that. Think of your ways. Let me tell you, sisters, that are married. Listen to me in the name of the Lord. There are married sisters like you here. That wake up a little after 4 in the morning to get prepared. And yet they live close. What time do you wake up on Sunday? Business, no, do you have to go?
Is it business that makes you to sleep so deeply?
When we are coming back from Ado Ekiti, the upper Friday. We got to a place, wanted to buy some things. It was a little after 7. Women were running here and there. The pastor asked a question. When are these people going home? When are they going to prepare for their husbands? Think on your ways. Think on your ways. Please, bear with me. When we started at Mokola, late 1979,
so
80, myself and my wife,
we
are coming all the way from Kwara State, every Sunday to Mokola, we take motor vehicle from Enile. To Oshogbo. From Oshogbo. To Gate. From Gate. To Mokola. By the time we got to Mokola, we met the pastor and his wife cleaning the classroom. The coming of the Lord is so near that we should gear ourselves up from slumbering, from uncared attitude. I am not rebuking you. May God help you to understand what I'm saying. It's in your hand. Let's think on our ways. I always feel for people that come late to church. I always feel for them. What are when we are in church, Sammy? By the time myself and my family were coming out, no car. I will see Brother Caleb and his family living in that same place here at Owala. They will pass us by.
With their
Range Rover at that time.
Range Rover,
Land Rover. The coming of Lord is near.
People Oluwa, Didi Oluwa, Osumale.
I believe the Holy Ghost cannot be in you. And take the habit of coming late to church. You may say he's talking to me. He's talking about me. Check your ways. It pains the heart. We care for one another. Forgive me, because it's not the pastor speaking. Forgive me. I have to say it. And it's on my heart. So I'm no more guilty. May God help us. I'm not guilty. I've opened my heart. If it was not in my heart, this thing I read to you will not have confirmed what I have said. What time do you go to bed? What time do you wake up? What time do you wake up for family on Sunday? We have said the times to that number. Listen, if the pastor come here and say what I'm saying, if you won't be convinced, you won't be convinced. I used to tell people when I travel, there's a sister here and I miss. I told her one day, I told her one day, please, I want to know the kilometer from your house, far away from Olodo, off in a village at Olodo. I want to know how many kilometers should do come here. The place is far now. Then they brought something to me. 18 kilometers. Yes, she will be struggling to make sure she comes here. Last Sunday, Brother Lou Afemi and his family, they did come with the car. We all met at outside there. Sister Remu. As we are packing this morning, she was just that you say you have faith. Abraham had faith.
Abraham
and Abraham made use of that faith.
Abraham
then he made us to know that if you say you have a gun, say your gun is your faith. You say you hang it on the wall.
No.
You buy the gun to shoot, to kill animals, to kill games. Make use of your faith, your gun. Your prayer, applying the word of God against Satan in whichever way he wants to come to you, because he's a restless enemy. He wants to make sure that you don't fulfill the will of God for your life. Then we are trying to admonish ourselves that whatever is coming to your heart, be like that brother who had a dream that Satan will boo at him and he will step back. And Satan will get bigger and he will get littler. Boo, boo. He will stand back because he was scared of the devil. And then Satan will get, getting bigger and bigger. Then he thought, I must fight this enemy. Then he took the Bible. Satan said, boo. And he said, boo. So he got bigger and Satan got
littler.
May God help us. Whatever, when you use the word of God by faith against Satan, anything that Satan brings to you, it will boomerang against him. It will backfire. That's why we must keep our heart clean, pure. Oh God, help us. So that's where we stopped. And now, paragraph 25, 59, 59 April 2023. Now the prophet said, paragraph 25. Abraham, like God,
Abraham,
called those things which were not as though they
were.
Amen.
Amen.
Anything contrary to God's promise was a lie to Abraham. Anything contrary. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You
because verse 18 says, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to According to that, which was spoken.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí èyí tí a ti wí pé.
So shall thy seed be.
Báyìí ni irú ọmọ rẹ yóò rí.
Amen.
Amen.
Because after the separation.
Nítorí pé lẹ́yìn ìyapa.
From Lot.
Kúrò lọ́dọ̀ Lot.
God appeared to him.
Ọlọ́run farahàn.
Look to the stars of heaven.
Ojú òfurufú.
If you can count it.
Tí o bá lè ka àwọn ìràwọ̀ tó wà
nbẹ̀. The stars in the Mlo by the seashore. I mean, the sun by the seashore.
Iye rupẹ tí ó wà ní etí odò.
If you can count it.
Tí o bá lè ka ìpè tó wà ní etí òkun.
So shall I see be.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àwọn irú àwọn ọmọ rẹ.
And the Bible said.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni wọ́n ṣe rí.
And he believed God.
Bíbélì wí pé ó sì gba Ọlọ́run gbọ́.
And it was counted to him for righteousness.
A ti kà fún gẹ́gẹ́ bí òdodo.
So.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
Now in Genesis chapter 17.
Wàyí o, nínú ìwé Genesis orí kẹtàdínlógún.
God now changed the name of Abraham to Abraham.
Ọlọ́run wa yí orúkọ Abrahamu sí Abrahamu.
For a father of nations, have I made thee.
Nítorí pé bàbá orílẹ̀-èdè ni èmi ti ṣe ọ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So now, he believed God.
Nítìsiyí,
ó gbọ́ Ọlọ́run gbọ́. Abraham by God called those things which were not as though they were.
Abrahamu nípa Ọlọ́run nínú nípa ìpàgọ́ rẹ̀ nínú Ọlọ́run ó pe àwọn kan wọn ni tí ò sí bí ẹni wípé wọ́n ti wà. Ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlá sọ pé.
And be not weak in faith.
Tí kò sì kẹrẹ̀wẹ̀sì nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
He considered not his own body.
Kò tilẹ̀ kára rẹ̀ tí ó ti kú tán.
When he was 100 years old.
Nígbà tí ó tó bí ẹni ìwọ̀n ọgọ́rùn-ún ọdún.
Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb.
Àti kíkú inú
Sarah. He staggered not that the promise of God through unbelief.
Kò fi àìgbàgbọ́ sí iyèméjì ìlérí Ọlọ́run.
Strong in faith.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó lè ní ìgbàgbọ́.
Giving glory to God.
Ó ń fi ògo fún Ọlọ́run.
And be fully persuaded.
Nígbà tí ó sà ti mọ̀ dájúdájú pé.
What he God had promised.
Ohun tí Ọlọ́run bá ti lérí.
He was able to also to perform.
Ó sì lè ṣe.
Hallelujah. That's our God.
Ọlọ́run wa ni
èyí. That's our Father.
Bàbá wa ni èyí.
The Father of faith.
Bàbá ìgbàgbọ́.
The Father of Christianity.
Bàbá ìgbàgbọ́.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
May God help us.
Ọlọ́run kó ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
Listen.
Ẹ̀fẹ̀tí sílẹ̀.
Now watch.
Nísìnyí kíyèsí.
The first thing God did to Abraham.
Ohun àkọ́kọ́ tí Ọlọ́run ṣe fún Abrahamu.
Was called an absolute separation.
Òhun ni pé ó pè fún ìyapa pátápátá.
Exactly.
Ìyapa pátápátá ló pè fún o.
You have problem with your dissing? What are you saying? Okay. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You've got to separate yourself from all unbelief.
Ọgbọ́dọ̀ yàrá rẹ kúrò pátápátá kúrò nínú
ọgbà ìgbàgbọ́. Get away from it. That's
kúrò
it.
Níbẹ̀, kúrò níbẹ̀.
You've got to get away from unbelief.
Ọgbọ́dọ̀ kúrò nínú ogun tí a pè ní àìgbàgbọ́.
God called Abraham to separate himself from his kindred.
Ọlọ́run pé Abrahamu pé kó yàrá rẹ̀ kúrò nínú kúrò lọ́dọ̀ àwọn ìbátan rẹ̀.
From everything that he had.
Kúrò nínú gbogbo tí ó bá ní.
That he might work with, that God might work with him.
Kí Ọlọ́run kí ó bá lè rìn pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
No, that he might work with God. Sorry, he might work with God.
Kí òun kí ó bá lè rìn pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
Give him a strange land.
Kí ó fún ní ilẹ̀ àjèjì.
That is the way every sinner. When he gets saved,
bí gbogbo gbogbo ẹlẹ́sẹ̀ nígbà tá bá ti gbà wọ́n là bí ó ṣe rí lé lẹ́yìn.
He comes into a strange land.
Wọ́n wá sí ilẹ̀ àjèjì.
Among strange people.
Ní àárín àwọn èèyàn àjèjì.
God calls for a separation.
Ọlọ́run ó pè fún ìyapa.
Listen, church.
Ẹ fi dísílẹ̀ yìí jọ.
Brother Bernard.
Arákùnrin Bernard.
Congratulations to you.
A kí ọkọ oríire o.
Is not in church this afternoon?
Ṣé kò sí nínú ìjọ ní ọ̀sẹ̀ yìí?
God bless you, my brother. I say congratulations to you.
Ẹ kú oríire
o. Because every baptism that is done here, anytime baptism, you are told.
Nínú gbogbo ìgbà tí a bá ń ṣe ìtẹ̀bọmi níbí yìí.
I will ask the minister. Who was baptized?
Má bi ìrántí Ọlọ́run lérè pé kálẹ̀ náà tí ó ń ṣe ìtẹ̀bọmi.
Then when Brother Sam came in this afternoon.
Nígbà tí arákùnrin Sam tó wá wá
ní. Who was baptized?
Kálẹ̀ náà tí a ṣe, àwọn wo ni a ṣe ìtẹ̀bọmi?
It was the two children of brother.
Hallelujah. Wọ́n wá ní àwọn ọmọ arákùnrin wa méjèèjì ni.
Brother Bernard.
Arákùnrin wa Bernard ni o.
Isn't God good?
Ọlọ́run ò wá dára bí.
There was something laid in my heart.
Ohun kan wà tí ó wà ní ọkàn mi.
Now some time ago.
Ní àkókò tó sẹ́yìn.
Last Friday.
Ní ọjọ́ Àìkú.
He felt the loss of the pastor to do the interment at Adó-Èkìtì.
Olùfàgùtàn wa, àwọn ni a ṣe ìfara òkú lé
Somehow by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, he was talking to the people, especially the family. He was talking about, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you cannot be an overcomer, you cannot have victory. Then he asked, who is the youngest among the children of the
Lord?
Then the boy raised up his hand. Then the pastor asked, how old are you? He said, I'm 16.
Oh.
Have
you
been baptized in water? He said, no. It may look as an embarrassment, but that is the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Do you know when we are going, coming back home?
Brother
Caleb. He was just talking. He didn't know what happened over there, because he was not at the burial ground. He didn't know what happened. He was just talking about the young boy. Said the boy. He's so active. He can play songs. He do play drums. Then I look at the pastor. You see, it's good to be led by the Holy Spirit. I said, you mean Caleb?
Caleb lo ko mo na.
I said, do you know what happened? I said, the pastor was asking at the burial ground. This. That was the end. I believe the message has already gone home.
See,
on Sunday morning at the family altar, I was telling my grandchildren, I said, nobody will persuade you to go to water. From the sermon we have been hearing, God cannot take your decision for you. It is you that have to take your decision for Jesus. Because Jesus will not force himself on you. You are the one to get the revelation. Gone are the days when Papa Mama want to be convincing their children. You see, Yabo has been baptized in water. Kule has been baptized in water. Why not go to the pastor and say you want to baptize? Today we know better.
They
God give us revelation. You must be convinced as an individual. Praise the Lord. Because Brother Bam made us to know according to the scripture. What made us to be Abraham's seed is because we are dead in Christ. And we are now alive in Him. We are dead to sin. We are dead to the things of the world. And we are now alive in Christ by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That is exactly what brings about a change in somebody's life, whether young
or old,
boy or girl. So you must be convinced. You must have a personal conviction that I want to repent of my sin. That's why each time Brother Femi baptized the people, they will sing before they parted. I will never go back to the world anymore. I will never go back to that war anymore. I believe that song should come from the depth of the heart. With a revelation, I will never go back to the war. Be buried with him by baptism. We shall be raised up again in the newness of life with him. God help us. Praise the Lord. So, every true seed of Abraham is dead to the world, and the world is dead to him or her. Is dead to the world, and the world is dead to him, whether she or he. And
it's
now alive in Christ. So, the woman said, that is the seed of Abraham. The seed of Abraham believed the same. Because the same faith that God gave to Abraham, he gave to the seed of Abraham after Abraham.
So,
God cannot lie. God's word is true. That's why he has told us. When God speaks, it's as if it's already happened. Amen.
Amen.
You've got to get away from unbelief. So he called him out of from his kindred. God called him out of his kindred. From everything that he had. Even from his old associates, his boyhood, friends that they were moving with before he came, before God called him.
And he put on one or another. I want
companion. He has to separate himself from them. Because God told Papa Abraham, these are you that will hinder you from believing my word. Are you with me? Are you with me? So he separated himself, but not fully. To the father along with him, took his brother with him,
Baba re,
his nephew,
aburo re, okunre,
and as time goes on, God took away the father, because there is something that God had for Abraham.
Then
finally now, when they were moving on together, there's a quarrel between the husband of Abraham and
Lot.
And we all know what happened. We are going to that. May God help us. Listen. As a sin at
the
God calls you for a total separation. From your old associates. It's something you just have to do. It is a must. Right?
Come
say, let's follow on now.
Woli wi pe je ka tesiwaju.
When God called Abraham,
Abraham,
as we had again this morning, we are going to repeat because you see, he was 75, Sarah was 65.
Oje omo 75 Sarah je 65
marudini ogorin
ati marudini adorin.
Yes, so they were married.
Won ti segbeyawo.
He was 28, Sarah was 18.
Ngba ti won segbeyawo ohun je omo odun 28. Sarah je omo odun 18.
Another place Abraham says 17 or 27.
Wo libo mi na woli so pe
whichever way you want to call it.
Tabi
just take the problem like that.
Bo ele bo ba ti bo ba se ri o e sa gba woli bo ti be o.
She was his half brother.
O je bi ibatan re.
Not the same mother but the same father.
Won se iya kan na sugbon baba kan na.
And they are live together as young as they could be.
Once he don't break papa, ni odo,
and here she is, 65 years old, and he was 75. Prophet said 40, 50, 60. She was past the age of menopause. And God told Abraham, he was
Abraham
going to bless him with a child by Sarah. He said, now separate yourself from all the unbelief. And I will bring the promise to pass. And if you notice, thank you, brother. He never brought it to pass till Abraham completely did what God bid him to do.
Olorun o mu ileri na se ayafi gba ti Abraham to se ohun ti Olorun fe ko se patapata.
Abraham wondered.
O wa nja Abraham lenu.
And did everything else.
So ti ti so gbogbo.
But God never did bless him.
Onti be Olorun ko bukun.
Till he absolutely separated himself from all that he had told him to do.
Ayafi gba ti o to ya to yara re kuro soto ku onu gbogbo ti Olorun ni ko se to so to Olorun ni ko se o.
Well, people have different kinds of interpretation. To the statement of the prophet, that full obedience to the whole word of God, and that is a matter of the talking. Look, I'm not a prophet. You are not a prophet. The prophet of God has spoken that full obedience to the whole word of God is what entices you to a talking. So if somebody now comes here and say that we used to quote, full obedience to the full word of God,
fún yí sí gbogbo ọ̀rọ̀ ọlọ́run.
Ẹ̀dá ṣe mọ́ tòdì tókè.
Olóòmù kí ènìyàn kó yẹ fún
àmì náà. Ìyìn
tó bá wá wù ọ́ tó bá fẹ́ túmọ̀ rẹ̀ sí.
It's life for any every individual.
Ọmọ kù sórí olórí jorí lọ́wọ́.
People may be baptized in water.
Àwọn èèyàn lè tẹ́wọ́ bọmi nínú omi.
People may repent.
Àwọn èèyàn lè ronú
padà. And not generally from their heart.
Ó sì má jẹ́.
Because God is not a liar.
Ọlọ́run kì í ṣe òpùrọ̀.
Are you quiet? God is not a liar. What the Bible
says,
if you say you have repented of your sin and you have been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ and you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, say something is wrong with you. Because God's work cannot fail. God's work cannot fail. Amen.
Amen.
He said because God was duty bound to give you the Holy Ghost. It's not my work. It's duty bound.
He cannot lie. Ìṣòro náà kò ṣe pẹ̀lú
ọlọ́run. The problem is not with the world.
Kò ṣe pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ ọlọ́run.
The problem is with you.
Ìwọ lórí jorí, ìwọ ló ní ìṣòro náà o.
And God will never bless you.
Ọlọ́run ò sì ní bùkún fún ọ.
And bring it to pass.
Kò sì ní mú wá sí ìmúṣẹ.
Until you are ready.
Títí tí ó
to separate yourself from everything contrary to God's will.
Wo gbogbo tó lòdì sí ọ̀rọ̀ ọlọ́run.
Just separate yourself from me.
Sá ìyára rẹ kúrò níbẹ̀.
Amen.
Amen.
God's work cannot fail.
Ọ̀rọ̀ ọlọ́run kò lè kùnà.
But that doesn't mean you should be discouraged.
He
knows when to give you the Holy Spirit. When you are ready. Because God's work can't lie. That's why the word of God comes. Washing us. Purifying us. Cleansing us. Removing every stain. Every dirt of the world. Every blemish of the world.
Removing them.
That's why today, when people are baptized, they repent. They were baptized. And they stopped there. Am I quoting the prophet? Am I quoting the prophet?
Ṣé wòlí yín ni mò ń sọ tó sọ bí?
Ṣé pé mò ń bẹ̀ yín kẹ́ ẹ ṣàmìyí torí ọ̀rọ̀ tí mò ń sọ?
No one is begging you to say amen for what
you want to say. When I said something like that,
the prophet said,
Ephesians
brethren,
they repented. And they were baptized in water. In the name of Jesus Christ. And they stopped there. He said they didn't go on to receive the Holy Ghost. Am I saying what the prophet said?
Ṣé mò ń sọ tí wòlí sọ bí?
I'm not forcing you. Praise the Lord. Listen. The prophet said, until you receive the Holy Ghost, you are not yet Abraham's seed. But in another place, he said, you don't become a seed when you receive the Holy Ghost. He said, you are a seed. That is why you could receive the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. That is the word now. Hallelujah. We must know that it is the promise of God. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep trusting. Because if God give you the revelation that the prophet said, the way God called Abraham supernaturally, that the same way he called his seed after him, and that the same faith that God gave to
Abraham
to believe God for the impossible, the same faith God gave to the seed of Abraham.
My brother, my sister,
it was not easy for Father
Abraham.
People will come to him. Father Abraham, how many children have you gotten?
It's
enough to discourage him. But he knew, if God has spoken
to him,
he will surely bring it to pass. That is, he waited for good 25 years. Praise the Lord.
And you
know, Baba said, we are in mixed audience here.
Only
we
pay our money.
Baba said, you listen to your doctor.
About
28 days. Every 28 days. You know what I'm speaking of. I see Abraham get up the next morning. After he told Abraham, after he told Sarah, and said, Sarah, dear, yes, honey, is there any difference? Nope. No difference. Well, glory to God. We are going to have it anyhow. Go down to the store and buy you some booties and some bed eye and some pins and get ready, because we are going to have a baby. Well, honey, I'm 65. That makes no difference. God says so. That's to see. Remember, on Wednesday, he told that, look, I don't want it. You don't want it. But because God promised it, then you can boldly say, I'm an heir to the Holy. I'm an heir of salvation. I'm heir of baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm an heir of divine healing. Keep on believing. God see answer prayer. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Why is it I depend on those visions like in Africa? Why is it I depend on those visions like in Africa?
Africa.
So, I mean, see those blind, deaf, and see before it happens. And stand out and challenge to over 500,000 in Bombay.
Timothy pay away your nature to one lobby.
Why? God said so.
A lot of so bad name.
God to happen.
You said the bad.
Because why? The angel of love met with him.
And get your Lord, what about this or what about my day?
I don't want to misquote.
Me, your best, he saw.
Did he mention the name Gabriel? When he met him, he came that day. He said, I'm an angel from the presence of God. Am I right? Pardon? The angel. He didn't mention Gabriel. Are you following me? He said, I came from the presence of God. And I come to tell you that the phenomenal things that are happening in your life, they are calling you this, calling you that. It is for a cause. I'm sent to give you two gifts. Like Moses. Are you there? That's why the Bible could say, with boldness, with assurance, he said, why those visions were happening on the platform? He said, I believe what the angel said.
Hallelujah.
The angel told him, you are giving two gifts. Number one, gifts of healing to the people of the whole world. Whether Roman Catholic, whether Muslim, whatever, whether Unifa, anything, you are giving gifts of healing to the whole world. He told him the first one, I will take the person with his hand, but they will put their hand on him.
To
tell them the type of
sickness.
He said, when time goes on, they're able to detect, to discern what is in their heart. That is the reason why those visions happen. It was a challenge. The contest. Church, may God help us. So that's why those visions happen. God said so. The angel said, I came from the presence of God. So if the angel had told him any other thing, he wouldn't have believed it. Church, may God help us. That's a two-seat. If it is always God, it is always right. So don't try to use your own intellectual. Use your heart. Say, don't try to reason. We cast down reason. You know what happened in the Garden of Eden? Satan took the head of a man. But God said, to just see whatever, until you see anything, before you can believe. But God takes over the heart of man. Are you following me? But he believes it. Because God said so. That settles it. That is just the story of faith. Then Abraham went out now. Could you imagine an old man 75 years and a woman 65 years?
He
go downtown to the doctor. Doctor,
doctor,
you like to make the reservation at the hospital for a newborn baby. Oh, your grandchild? No, our own. Yours? How old is this woman?
65.
How old are you?
75.
Yeah. What is your address? I will call you later. He's off at his head. Every man that believes God is considered the same way. Because faith is ridiculous to anybody except he that has got it and God who has given it. The world is so intellectual till it doesn't see faith.
Praise
the Lord. You see the generosity of Abraham. When 12 spies were sent from Kadesh Barnea, when twelve tribes were sent from Kadesh Barnea. God told Abraham, God told
Moses,
send 12 men, one from each tribe. Let them go and spy the land which I have given them. God still remember what he told him in the wilderness in Exodus chapter 3 verse 8. I'm taking them out of the land of Egypt to a good and a large land, a land that is full of flowing with milk and honey, the land of Canaan, the Canaanites, the Hivites,
the Jebusites,
all the high
heights.
God was now telling Moses, send them there, the land that I have already given them. And Moses told them, get them instructions. And they went. And 10 of them, they were looking at the giants. They were looking at the mountains. They were looking at those ones that are doing the valley and those in the mountains. All their walls were built high to heaven. So no way for them. But Caleb and Joshua, the two pedigree seed of Abraham, looking at the obstacles. They were looking at those giants, the sons of Anak. They were looking at the promise of God. And not only that, God made it possible that it was the time of the pomegranate. And they caught a cluster. Pomegranates. No.
Awesome. Okay,
just a cluster. And they pack it, two of them on their shoulders. Whosoever want to taste of it, let them taste of the fruit of the land.
And toba wunu, toba fe yewo, kuwo ye, kuwo jeni nu eso ile na.
And the people came back.
Awon yan si pada.
And the third of them brought back unbelief.
Awon mewa ni won si pada pelu
aibago. The land told is flowing with milk and honey o.
Ile na lo to san fun oyan.
We saw the sons of Anakim o.
Ari awon ma Anakim.
We saw the giants o.
Ari awon omiran.
We saw the one that had been
ari awon egiri won
bo. We saw the one that had been divided.
Ari awon to wa ni ile.
Let us not risk it o. If we attempt it, because the land swallowed up the people that are living there.
Nítorí pé àwọn tí ó wà níbẹ̀, a ò lè
tó dúró. Kéèlèsè kíkọ́yè.
Kéèlèsè àti Joshua ni ẹpa nu yín
mọ́. He still the people.
A rí àwọn èèyàn náà.
He still Kéèlèsè still the people before Moses.
Kéèlèsè ó pa àwọn èèyàn yóò pa àwọn ẹnu mọ́ níwájú Moses.
Have you forgotten all that God did in Egypt?
Ṣé ẹ ti gbàgbé àwọn ohun tí Ọlọ́run ṣe ní Íjíbítì ni?
Have you forgotten all that God did in Egypt?
Ìjẹ́ ti gbàgbé tí Ọlọ́run ṣe. Wọ́n wá fẹ́ yan.
Let us make us a captain.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká yan olórí ogun kan fún wa.
And they went before Jehovah God.
Wọ́n wá lọ síwájú Jehovah.
Moses.
Ọlọ́run.
Agbọ́dọ̀ ṣe.
O Moses wo ló mọ.
O Kilos.
Láti wá pa wá.
They were children.
Wọ́n sunkún ẹlẹ́yà.
I don't know grace in
Egypt. Ọ̀fẹ́ pa wá àti àwọn ọmọ wa.
Jehovah had it.
Mo ní ìgbọ́ nǹkan tí wọ́n sọ.
Jehovah
gbọ́ nǹkan tí wọ́n sọ.
And God has to tell Moses.
Ọlọ́run wa sọ fún Mose.
I've heard all the people say.
Gbẹ́tẹ́ ń sọ,
gbẹ́tẹ́ ń sọ, to kill their children.
Èmi ò bú wọn wá síbi láti kọ ọmọ wọn.
Oh my.
Àìmí.
Brothers and sisters.
Arákùnrin arábìnrin.
Let us stay with the war.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dúró.
Caleb and Joshua, they stay with the war.
Caleb àti Joshua, wọ́n dúró sí pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run. Gbogbo irú ọmọ Abraham tó tọ́
lónìí. We stand true with the war.
A dúró pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
No matter the obstacle.
Bí ìdíwọ́ náà ṣe
rí kókó. No matter what the barrier is.
Gbogbo ìdíwọ́ bó ti wù kó.
No matter what you are passing through.
Gbogbo ìwé ohun tó
ń bọ̀ tó ń bọ̀ tó ń bọ̀ tó ń bọ̀ tó ń bọ̀ tó ń bọ̀ tó ń bọ̀ tó ń bọ̀ tó ń bọ̀ tó ń bọ̀ tó ń bọ̀ tó ń
bọ̀ tó ń bọ̀
tó ń bọ̀ tó ń bọ̀ tó ń bọ̀ tó ń bọ̀
tó Ọlọ́run ló mọ̀
lórí. Like we read this one, you must possess it and you are bound to possess your enemy's gate.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bá a ṣe gbọ́ ní òwúrọ̀ yìí, àníṣe ẹ̀yin lẹ́yìn ẹ̀rú ọ̀nà àwọn ọ̀tá yín, ìbérí Ọlọ́run.
May God help us, church.
Kí Ọlọ́run kúrò àlọ́wọ́ ìjọ.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Ìbùkún ni kò ní wà.
That is the story of faith.
Èyí ni ìtàn ìgbàgbọ́.
All right. It's just as real to Abraham as the sun shining or anything else because his heart said so.
Nítorí wípé ọkàn rẹ̀ sọ.
God said, God stays on the control tower in your heart.
Ọlọ́run dúró, Ọlọ́run ló ń darí ọkàn rẹ̀.
Controls your emotions.
Ló ń darí ìgbà.
Controls your faith.
Ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ̀.
Controls all you are.
Gbogbo tí o ní, Ọlọ́run ló ń
darí rẹ̀. When God comes into the heart, it takes over.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run bá ti wà ní ọkàn rẹ, yóò wà gbà kóso
kóso. So we can see Sarah.
Àwa lè rí Sarah.
You may say 30 days after or 28 days after.
Ọjọ́ méjìdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
How you feeling, honey?
Olùfẹ́
mi. No different. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have it anyhow.
Bó ti wù kó
di àwọn yóò ní.
Torí pé Ọlọ́run
ti sọ. A year passes.
Ọ tó kàn ti lọ.
How you feeling, honey?
Báwo lo ṣe rí olólùfẹ́ mi?
No different.
Kò sí ìyàtọ̀
sí ẹ. Praise God.
Ìyẹn Olúwa.
You have it anyhow.
Àwa yóò ní bó ti
wù kó di. 10 years passed.
Tún mẹ́wàá ti
sọ. How do you feel, honey?
Báwo lo ṣe rí olólùfẹ́ mi?
No different.
Kò sí ìyàtọ̀
rárá. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be greater than ever.
Tóbi sí.
Now, instead of 65, you are now 75. Plumb on. Till she was almost 100.
Ó sì lọ bẹ́ẹ̀.
He staggered not at the promise of God.
Ọgọ́rùn-ún ọdún.
True unbelief.
Ó sì kọ yẹ.
But was strong. Giving glory to God.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó ní lágbára
tí ó lọ. Instead of getting weaker,
ó fi ògo fún Ọlọ́run.
He got stronger in faith.
Ó sì lókun sí.
And we come out to prayer line.
A sì ń jáde kúrò nínú àdúrà.
And go to meeting.
Láti lọ sínú ìpàdé.
And see the presence of God.
A sì rí.
We say, Lord.
Ọlọ́run, Ọlọ́run, Ọlọ́run bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
I believe you healed my hand.
Ọlọ́run mo gbàgbọ́ pé ó ti wọ ọwọ́ mi sàn.
About an hour. You get outside.
Now,
how is that hand? You said this. Well, I don't know. Next morning.
Ọjọ́ kejì.
That hand any better?
Ìjọwọ́ yìí ṣe ọjọ́ àti wúṣàn bí.
I just can see it.
Èmi ò tiẹ̀ lè rí.
Sons of Abraham.
Ẹ̀yin ọmọkùnrin Abrahamu.
Ìṣòyú àmì náà o.
Èmi àti
wọn ní ìlú
bí o.
We can't wait on him 5 minutes.
Oh, le duro tiri pelu Olorun.
And Abraham waited on him 25 years.
Abraham si duro fun
odun me jonga. All the time. I will begin to weaken. The first time you get off the platform, if it isn't in a spontaneous miracle, then you begin to say, oh, I don't know, maybe I have to get to go back when Brother Roberts comes. Well, maybe Brother Abraham will give me another prayer card and I will go through. I will go through. Abraham's children. When God's word has come to be made true and read to your heart, anything contrary to anything contrary anytime, is a lie. God told the truth. Right. Going to happen anyhow. How is your hand? No different. That I can see. But praise God. It is sealed anyhow. God said so. Oh, hallelujah. Then our time. Your man spoke about John Ryan here. That Roman Catholic man came to the platform. Was he a Roman Catholic by faith? When he went through the prayer line, Obe told him, he said, your name is John Ryan.
Oruko re John Ryan ni.
Yes, sir.
Oni be
That's
ni,
right. I said, you beg for your living.
O wa fun iwosan re.
And you send newspapers. It is o on the corner. Yes, that's right.
Oni be ni.
On ta paper.
On ta paper ni ibikan oni be.
The man said yes, correct.
Oni be ni.
I said, you've been blind from an explosion happened years ago.
He
said that is true. And I look back and I saw the old man seeing in a vision. I said, thus say the Lord, you are healed. He started up the platform. He said, but I don't see. I said, that has nothing to do with it. You are already healed. God said so. I'm seeing in a vision. He said, well, what shall I do? I said, just keep praising God for healing you. Are you there? So he came back in a few minutes. He said, but I'm not healed yet. I said, you told me you believe me. He said, I did. I said, do you still? See there. He said, I do. I
said,
what are you questioning me about then? Go on, believe. He said, well, what must I do? He said, I'm a Catholic. I said, well, that's all right. But I want you to keep believing.
He
said, what must I do? Keep thanking God for your healing. I believe you can put on the right attitude to the promised word of God.
It
surely come to pass in your life. Just like Abraham did. Call those things that which no things that which are not as though they were. And the next night, he was sitting up in the second balcony. And every once in a while, he would say, everybody keep still. He would raise up and say, praise the Lord for healing me. He would sit back. I was preaching. He just keeps stopping me. He would get down on the corner, selling his paper. All are extra. Praise the Lord for healing me.
Extra.
Praise the Lord for healing me. And selling his paper. 3 weeks later, after I left, a little boy led him across the barber shop. Where a little smart alert barber, you know. Had more intelligence than he had gumption to know how to control.
Tony Oye,
So he said, he sat the old man, no, in the baba chair. And he let his know, no, he let his know, he's just now. And shape about no one side. He said, say that I had you were up to see divine healer when he came up. I said, yeah, I was up. He said, I had you got healed. He said, yes, praise the Lord for healing me. And his eyes come open. And he jumped up out of the barber chair with the towel on his neck. And the barber started chasing him with a razor in his hand. Down the street, they went, praise the Lord for healing me. See, he stayed with the word. Stay with it. Hold on. God said so. God said to see it. Stay right there. The Holy Ghost promise is for you. Stay right there. Stand your ground. Whatever Satan wants to call to, no, to your attention, discard whatever Satan brings. Tell Satan, God said so. I'm here because I believe God. He will bring it to pass at his own time. Oh, it will take place. If you can believe it, hold on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We know these things. May God help us. Praise the Lord. But there are people here. They may not understand, but there is power in repetition. There is power in repetition. May God help us. Whatever God has spoken, we will surely bring it to pass. We are still coming back by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then we will see the sacrifice. That Abraham made. Because God, Abraham had to come. Papa God.
Okay, I will but Abraham will say, Tony Abraham pay Baba alone.
That look,
where whoa,
I'm going away childless.
I mean, what is the deal, Loman?
It is this Eliezer.
Eliezer, you know,
it's going to be my heir.
Only your wife, Jagun.
God said, no.
Alone, so
that you come from your bosom.
And your maturity, Tisera,
you're not fair.
Alone, who could lay,
because they could lay, thy seed.
It only knew woman,
in Isaac.
In Isaac,
that shall see.
Oh, near, we were woman, relatively one daddy.
Because Jehovah has spoken to me.
It only quit Jehovah to pass or
wrong. Call your wife's name, Sarah. Sarah.
Oh, Nicole, Yahoo, Miss Sarah, oh, I'm a queen, Sarah.
For a mother,
Nicole, you are related, you who say,
have I made her?
Let me say.
And she will bring forth a child for you. And you call his name
Isaac.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Why is this old man complaining like this? Don't be ungrateful. When we are singing on Sunday, you see, when I say no, shame on you. You see, everybody could sing. Everybody could not sing. Everybody could not sing. Why? Let us not be ungrateful. Did you receive any blessing this afternoon? God bless you. Can you keep on complaining?
Because of the sermon that is coming forth.
But I want us to be cheerful. Don't let us be absent-mindedness. God bless you. When we are not along with God. Maybe you don't want me to be at the pulpit or the pulpit. Whether you like it or not, Toba come, you come, you know. No. Toba come, you like to preach. Why was you like to preach now?
You want to preach,
I bury me, see? If you don't receive, me. If you receive the word of God,
Pastor,
shalom. God bless you.
Oh Lord, we are very, very grateful for all you have done for us. Oh Lord, you are very, very grateful. And we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, we are very, very grateful.
Jesus ni baba mi ko ni ja mi kule apata yeraye ni ja mi kule o ni baba ka jo ni ja mi kule emi ni baba ka jo ni ja mi kule Jesus ni baba mi ko ni ja mi kule apata yeraye
God bless you.
Olorun jo buku fun yin.
Shall we bow our heads?
Eje ki a teri oba fun adura.
And you want to be remembered in prayer?
Ti o ba fe kan ti re ninu adura.
Just signify by the reason of your
prayer. Oya eje ka ri owo yin loke.
Our blessed heavenly Father, our hands are up. We want to be remembered, O God, before you. Our needs differ from person to person, but we are happy because we know you know all things, including the secret of the hearts of men. Even the requests that we have in our heart that we not mention, thou knowest them know. We ask that you meet with each and every one of us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Father, for the blessings today. That's it from Sunday school. This last service. May these blessings, may they be permanent in our lives. It's our prayers, Lord. Lord, the week is there. We pray for students, pray for workers, pray for businessmen and women, pray for those who will travel, whether by land, by sea, by air. Lord, may your presence take us to our respective destinations. And the purpose of such journeys may be accomplished in righteousness. Thank you, Father. May the week be wonderful. Take all the glory and honor. Those who will be traveling, may you see them too, Lord. And the purpose of our journey may be accomplished in righteousness. We are grateful to you for all that you have done for us today. The vessels that you have used, those you used to play the instruments, those you used, O God, for the machines, those who use, oh God, to lead songs, those that give testimonies, those who preach, and the rest of it. Bless everyone, and our desire is that you take us to higher ground next time opportunity comes like this. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. You have promised when the enemy comes in like a flood, that your spirit will be there to raise the standard against the enemy. Lord Jesus, this country, there are a lot of Lord things happening here and there. Where your people are out, may the angel of the Lord guide them, Lord. Protect them, O God, from every evil of the enemy. Thank you, our Master. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray.
Amen.
God bless you, church. Well, it escaped me in the morning to inform you
of
the proposed trip I want to take. So on Tuesday, God willing, I'll be going to Benin. I will spend the weekend there. Yeah, by Tuesday, I'll be going to Onitsha from there. I will spend the weekend with them. But the other Tuesday, I
want
to go to Auchi. I spend the weekend there.
And
after that, I'll be looking back to Ibadan. Just pray for me that God will see me through in my journey. I'll be praying for you too, that God will bless you. This time around, my ancestors is at home.
So nothing
is at stake. When Abraham said, when the pastor is not around,
then
the associate had the full control of the church. Brother, I remain loyal. God bless you, church. You love the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. God bless you. This was a greeting. Send our greetings to everyone. Thanks, Sister Jia.
Arabirin Adara fi ikini won ranse si gbogbo wa lati odo Arabirin Jia ni.
As far as my memory can carry me,
bi oye mi bo si le mu mi ranti to.
This is the first time Sister Adara said he greeted.
Mo ro pe igba kokko leleyi ti Arabirin Adara ti o fi ikini ranse si ijo.
Am I wrong?
Ije mi kuna bi.
I don't understand. What is your yes? Are you saying yes that I'm wrong, or yes, this is the first time? How many of us have been calling Sister Adara, talking with her? Raise your hand, let me see. Some people are strong. How can you leave the church like this, go to somewhere else, and just turn your back to the people? I don't understand.
May
God help us. If I travel, make you they call me. How many will call me? Raise your hand. If you will call me, raise your hand. I want to commit you. So no sister will call me. I'll be your enemy. Who tell you that sister knows the talk to pastor? The majority of people that raise their hand are brothers. God bless you. How many will pray for me? Raise your hand. Okay, that's good. If the rapture takes place before the expiry date, we cannot lose. It is impossible for us to lose. If God spare our life, our life when Jesus comes, our body will be changed. If we die before that time, we will be in the first resurrection. So we are safe and secure. Do you believe that? There is a place.
Ibi kan wa.
Opa.
Ti o je ibi simi pipe. Ni eyin
na be.
Ni eyin o ibi
o ju. Rest.
Nitori na simi. Eyin o ma de esimi. Nitori pe ogbogbo lo dara.
All is well.
Ogbogbo lo dara.
There is no regret.
Ko si ohun to le mu ka ma.
For the bride of Christ.
Awon iyawo Christi ko so to le mi won o.
No regret.
Ko so nkan to le gbaja to je je
fun won. Ebo ni kan lowo pe alaafia ni fun
yin. Brother. Shalom. E
ko se do.
Alaafia ni fun yin o.
Feeling so much better.
Inu temi dun si ni.
Walking in the Lord.
Pe mo rin ni oju ona yi.
Feeling so much better.
Ara mi lokun si ara mi ya si. Pe mo rin. Mo to nipa oju ona na. E je ka je siwaju.
Walking in the Lord.
Lati ma rin ni oju ona opo ni. E je ka ma te siwaju.
Come on,
Soro,
Jota, and you call
Nana. That devil, he do
like it.
Come on, Soro, Jota, and
you call Nana. He do like it. We're talking about. What do we do when we go on?
Another blow.